to the McAllen Cable Network studios. Today I have some very special guests, and of course we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, golf. And right now with us today is Carlos Espinosa from the Champions Lake Golf Course here in McAllen. Carlos, you recently changed the name, so let's talk about that first before we get into why we're here.
Well, I don't want to spoil what's coming, but there was a high level of concern with the association of our name to neighboring cities, and so the city commission decided to be proactive and try to change that connection that we had. And so they went through a process, they did a really good job, and we love the new name, so we're really, really excited.
Okay, Carlos, the big announcement, of course, this is the 20th year you've been doing this. I think I've been with the city 20 years, and I think we cover you every year because this is one of your biggest and baddest and one of the funnest events you put on at the golf course. Tell us what it is.
Yes, it is. We've actually been doing it for 21 years. We skipped 1 year because of COVID. So this is the 20th playing, even though that it's the tournament has been around for 21 years. You know, we started it hoping to create an event that would give the local golfer an opportunity to experience something as similar as possible to what they witness on TV every week. And, you know, I think it has served the purpose, and it's been a very successful event for us.
And it's called the 20th Texas Regional Bank McAllen Amateur Golf Championship.
That is correct.
This is the time you give every amateur golfer in the entire region and the state an opportunity to be a champion.
And that is correct. I think that speaking as a player more than as a tournament director, we're always looking for special events, events that'll take us out of our comfort zone. You look at the PGA Tour, they run 50-something tournaments a year, but they have four majors, and everybody wants to get in those majors. And it's not just the name that attracts the stars, it's everything surrounding the tournament itself. The history, the legacies that are created, obviously the tournament setups, of the golf course, the prize money, they don't even care about that. Mm-hmm. But they wanna win a title, mm-hmm. and they're gonna be remembered forever. And so that's essentially what this tournament has become. It's a special setting with special players at a special place. And people have really embraced it, and we're very, very fortunate to be able to call it our home event.
And as you said, it's not about the money, but it's about the prestige. And this is a first-class event that you hold at Champions Lake Golf Course. And of course, we can't do it without local sponsors who literally have put life into this event. This year, it's Texas Regional Bank. Mm-hmm. With me right now is Jamie Brown Rosas from Texas Regional Bank. Tell us, why did you decide to participate in this golf amateur championship?
Well, first of all, Roy, thank you for having me here today. Texas Regional Bank is really excited to be a part of this event and a part of this. This is a great opportunity for us. TRB, you know, we're embedded in our community. We take pride in serving our community and being the people you know in our community as well. So, you know, we have this long-standing tradition with the city of McAllen to partner up with events and things like this that not only highlight our city, but also bring in people who don't live in the city of McAllen, but across the state that are come in and see what we have to offer. So we're just happy to be a part of it.
I know you have participated before as Texas Regional Bank in this golf championship. Why is it important for locals to sort of know about this event?
Well, you know, like I said before, you know, we love to be a part of things. We love to be those people that, you know, we're in the grocery store with you. You have our cell phone numbers. So when you need us, we're there. So this is what it's about. It's about to partner up with them and be part of the community.
Okay, and now to just speak more about the love for the game, we have Artemio de la Fuente, who's a player, plays in the tournament, but he's a member of the Champions Lakes Golf Advisory Committee, right?
That's correct.
So talk to us about this tournament. Why is it so important for our community?
Well, first of all, so thank you for having me. And this tournament is everything that Carlos says and more. And let me elaborate on that. Every week there's tournaments in the Valley, golf tournaments that are one man, two man, three man, four man. And there's that help. There's that help from backup players. And people never really get to test their game. And there's a lot of players that have passion for the game, like myself. And Carlos knows a lot of people here in the Valley that like that as well. This is a tournament where you test your skills. This is a tournament where you get the closest to, like Carlos said, what you see on TV, your favorite player on the PGA. Can I play like him? Let me try to play like him. This is your opportunity to do it. All rules from the PGA are brought into this tournament. It is very formal. We have players from all over the Valley and outside the Valley, outside from other countries that come. We got players from Mexico. We even had a player from Chile at one time, mm-hmm. I believe it was.
That is correct.
And it just gets beyond intensive for the players. And this is where you want to test your skills, and it attests it to the max. It's a two-day tournament. And if you don't shoot your best score the first day, you get your chance to make it up on the second day, and hopefully you'll get to place.
Is this sort of like a dream for a golfer like you who spends hours at the golf course year-round, and then here comes your chance to show, am I the Michael Jordan of amateur golf?
Of that year. Yes, because it bottles up. You don't do as well, let's just say, on the first time around. Well, by the next year, four months away, when it gets, you know, it's getting closer that we know it's around in the summertime, people start talking about it. And I see a lot of players in the course stepping up their game, playing a little more intense, practicing a little bit more. And you can see that they want that title, like Carlos says. It's not about the prizes or anything. It's very prestigious to win this tournament.
Artemio, so how do you prepare for this?
I play at Champions Lake as much as I can around work. And the way you prepare yourself, I mean, you can never really be 100% prepared because golf is very mental as well. But the course is in great shape. The course tests your skills. The course is the best right now in that I've seen here in the Valley. And it's just going out there, getting out there and practicing, working on your game, and hopefully it goes well for you.
Carlos, you're hoping to have another successful year. The golfers are already signed up, ready to go. Who would you like to thank?
Well, we want to thank not only the players, because without the players, we couldn't have an event. But we couldn't have an event if we had the players and we didn't have the sponsors. So starting with Texas Regional Bank and everyone else that has supported us throughout the years. Very, very grateful. And I want to also thank our mayor and our city commissioner, city management, the entire city staff for giving us the opportunity to be able to have such a great event. So just a lot of people involved.
Jamie, any final words?
Yes, Texas Regional Bank is not only a sponsor, but, you know, one of our TRB executives is also playing, and I heard he has a handicap of four. We got a stake in it, so get ready.
You may have your work cut out.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck, Artemio, this year.
Thank you.
You already got second last time, so hopefully you bring home the championship ring.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'm going to tell you, folks, everyone at Champions Lakes is making dreams happen. So join us here at the 20th Texas Regional Bank McAllen Amateur Golf Championship. It's a mouthful,
yes.
But join us there. For the city of McAllen, I'm Roy Cantu. Thank you very much, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.